I knew them from the time I met my dad. Mm-hmm. Don't really know where they originally came from.
Okay. And do you know anything about their education?
No, I don't really.
Okay. What do they do for a living?
He farmed up until he was about 55 years old. Mm-hmm. And then he went into this group salesman for Watkins, I believe it was. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So for them. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's fine. Well, we started off talking about your house and the layout, and you were telling me about the different rooms in the house. Do you consider the living room to be the best room in the house where you entertain company or something like that?
Well, yes. Depends on the company, you know. Mm-hmm. Most people do come right on to the den, though, you know. When I designed my house, I thought the area that you lived in should be the biggest.
Yeah.
So I made my den much bigger than I did in my living room.
Oh, that makes sense. That's where you watch TV and all
right,
that.
Right, so I made it the biggest room in the house.
Yeah. Have you ever heard anybody talking about the living room? Have you ever heard anybody refer to it as anything else other than living room?
Well, I have heard them refer to it as sitting room.
Sitting room?
Mm-hmm.
Who would, is there any particular type of person who'd be likely to call it that? Maybe an older person or not necessarily?
Yes, probably.
Maybe an older person. Mm-hmm. And talking about your house, you know that thing that's on the top of the house, usually made out of brick, where smoke comes out? You call that a
chimney?
Yeah. Is that the same thing as one of these tall things that you see at a factory that smoke comes out of? Would you call that a chimney too?
I think most of it is referred to as a smokestack.
Smokestack? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call it a chimney?
A few times.
A few times. Mm-hmm. Okay, and you mentioned a fireplace. You've got a fireplace in the house that you live in now?
Yes.
And did you have one in the old homestead?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you call that open place right out in front of the fireplace the...
Her?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And what about... you know, in the fireplace, those things that you put the logs on, what do you call those?
Well, we usually refer to them as fire dogs.
Yeah.
Or some people call them fire irons, you know.
Uh-huh. Have you ever heard those called anything else?
No, not really.
Have you heard anybody call them andirons?
Yes, I've heard that.
That's the
same
thing.
That's the usually that's what the catalog or whatever you buy them calls them.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the old country people here call them fire dogs.
Yeah. And what do you call, talking about the fireplace, what do you call that thing that's usually above people's fireplaces where they put pictures, you know, and that sort of thing?
Oh, they call it a mantle.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
No.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a mantle board or... something like that.
I haven't heard it referred to as, mm-hmm. not that I recall.
Yeah.
It's about coffee time.
Oh, okay. And we were talking about fireplaces a minute ago. You know that big round piece of wood with the bark on it that you burn in the fireplace, you call that the what?
A log.
It's log. Mm-hmm. What about that, the type of wood that you use to start the fire? What do you call it?
Laddered.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard people call that anything else?
Well, kindling.
Kindling and lighter the same thing?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But generally, it's the word laddered is used more in this part of the country. Mm-hmm. It's nothing more than what used to be what they call a long straw pine that all the sap had rotted off of, and it just turned to what they call a lighter or kindling.
Mm-hmm.
And it burns like tar.
Oh yeah, just burn it with a match, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When you burn something in the fireplace for a long while, you get this black substance, you know, that forms on the insides.